Hello.
Hi, my name is Latasha. Returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Karen Jackson, and I was trying to go on the computer last night I think reopen the claim, because when I came to Montgomery, the guy told me that I did something wrong with it. But they told me to it wouldn't take. They said my email was currently already in use, so they sent me another email link to use, and I'm just confused because I really don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. I'd be more than happy to just go ahead and help you with the claim, and then you can figure out how to get into it later. I do need to advise you this call's being recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and help you get your claim started, and that way you can at least call it in.
Okay, thank you. Cause I'm like, I have no idea what I'm, I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, what's your full social?
419-043-799.
What's your date of birth?
4/27/1965.
Driver's license number, your mother's maiden name.
My driver's license number is 5910786, and my mother's maiden name is Lewis.
Okay. And what's your email address that you're using?
KBEchols, ECHOLS, 1965@gmail.com.
Okay.
But they gave me a something. Well, they gave me a the paper. So I'm like, how y'all give me two? They gave me KarenJackson21@gmail.com.
Mm-mm. The one that you just gave me is the one that's in there, but they did have one that was similar to that one, but it didn't have a one in front of it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and reopen your claim. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So we're going to get you reopened. Now, 0427 is your PIN number, okay?
0427. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand and knowing making false statements and falsifying income documents in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am. I ain't trying to go to prison.
Now, have you worked since the last time you filed unemployment compensation?
I think the first time I did it, the job had not ended. So when I went to Mother to do it, you can't do it until the job ended. The job ended June 28th.
Okay.
And I think he said I picked something on that too to say that I couldn't work, but I could work. I just picked it by accident. I didn't know that I picked that, but he explained to me that's what it was.
Okay. But since the last time you filed unemployment, and it says June 12th, how you worked since then?
Since June 12th, I worked all the way up to June 28th.
And it was the same job that you tried to apply for?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs to file a TAA or a TRA certification or benefits?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked under a different name or different social security number in the past 2 years?
I got married in December 2023. It went from Echols to Jackson.
Okay, see, now that could be a difference, too. Okay, hold on. So, the last time, your name has changed since the last time you filed in the past 2 years.
Yes, ma'am.
So you need to be under Jackson now?
Yes, ma'am.
And your first name is, I'm spelling it right, A-K-E-A-K-R-E-N.
It's K-A-R-E-N. I put that in wrong.
A-K?
My first name is Karen.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on. That's
yes,
probably why you're having a lot of problems. So, K-A-R-E-N. All right, hold on. All right. Yeah, that's why you're having a lot of issues logging
okay.
in. Because, see, if all of this is not like it's supposed to be, you're going to have trouble.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, hold on 1 second. What was the last two jobs you worked for?
Well, the last one was I just worked for TrueCorp Behavioral. That's the one that ended June 26th. And the last job before I left, I was working for the VA, and I left there in July 2022.
And what's the name of that job? What was the payroll company?
It was Central Alabama Veterans Health Care.
That's who paid you?
From the victim of when I'm not understanding. For the last job?
Yes. Who was the name on the payroll?
I think it was TrueCorp Behavioral.
Do you have paycheck stuff?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Can you look at it and see what name on there?
It's either if it ain't TrueCorp Behavioral, it's gonna be Brighter Path.
Mm-mm.
They had a lot of name changes. TrueCorp Behavioral, Brighter Prayers, Bivant, a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay. Okay, hold on. What's your address?
1303 Scott Street, Tuskegee Institute, Alabama, 36088.
But your social security number has been remained the same, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what's a good cell phone number for you or telephone number for you?
334-421-3070.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You said your date of birth was 4/27/65. Is that what I heard?
Yes, ma'am. 4/27/1965.
You said mother's maiden name was?
Lewis.
Okay, thank you. Now, what's your race?
I'm black.
Are you Hispanic or not Hispanic?
No, Hispanic.
What's your gender?
Female.
What's the highest grade of education you received?
I have a nursing diploma.
Okay. So you have a nursing license?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, what country are you a citizen of?
United States.
Thank you. Okay, one moment. Because you already gave me your address, I'm putting it back in. What's the zip code, though?
36088.
What was your occupation?
Nurse.
LPN?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you seeking work in that same field?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you attaining work exclusively through the union hiring house?
No, ma'am. I'm just going on the internet, putting in for jobs to see if I can get a job.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer tell you when you can come back to work?
Oh, that's so permanent. There ain't no going back.
Okay.
They gave us a letter and everything.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation or trade?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to drive one way to the job?
50. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
What's the lowest pay you're willing to take per hour when you're doing your week?
$25.50.
You said how much per hour?
$25.50.
$25.50. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, are you a corporate officer for a business, own a business, or work for yourself?
Right now, I'm not working anywhere.
No, I'm saying when it was for the job recently.
Was it a corporate job?
Yes.
No, I just worked as a medication nurse at their facility.
Okay. Are you currently working for a commission base or a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or received one?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with the employer that was not military or federal government in between April 1st of 2023 or March the 31st of 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with him for federal taxes?
No.
If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefit card. Now, the prepaid benefit card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your proof of payment. Now, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit, but what would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Now, do you want to keep the same direct deposit information that you had in the system before?
Yes.
Okay. You said Sequence TIS of Alabama, LLC.
Ma'am.
You said it would be called Sequence.
Yeah, that's it. They Sequel, Sequel Behavior, Rite of Path. They were getting sued and they were changing their name. The Sequel was one of their names.
Now, do you have the telephone number for them?
Yes, ma'am. 334
727-2216. What city was this located in?
Tuskegee, Alabama.
Okay. Now, when did you start working for them?
Well, when the new company came in, they made everybody change their date to March 15, 2024. But I originally started working there December 29, 2018.
Okay. December 29, 2018.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll let them sort it out, but that's your original start date. Is that correct with the employer?
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
you
ma'am.
Ended June the 28th?
Yes, ma'am.
Of 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, one second. So I say we not continue. Why are you no longer working for them?
They closed the facility.
So they have no work for y'all. Or
no, ma'am.
Corporate,
they closed.
Was the corporate downsizing?
They downsized their facility. They have other facilities throughout the state, but they permanently closed the facility they had in Tuskegee.
Did they tell y'all was a reduction in force?
They didn't have enough staff.
Okay. Oh, you said they didn't have enough staff. One second. Give me just one second. I'm looking for that when they don't have enough staff, so they close the building.
They closed the building for not having enough staff. And there were major building repairs that they had not completed, I guess, for them in a timely fashion.
One moment.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Go ahead.
When 28th was the last day, so the check that I am supposed to be receiving will be the check for July 11th. After that, there are no more checks.
Okay, you don't think it's in the vacation pay or sick pay on that, do you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, now, have you applied for a pension or received a pension from them?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So, it may be a little bit before they fix everything, because I did have to correct a lot of stuff. since you told me what happened, especially with your name, be it you put that, you misspelled it. So I did put that in there to be fixed. Okay. Now, do you certify under the, are you certified that your answers are true and accurate, that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? We have matched your earnings with the wages reported by your employer, and false answers could result into overpayment, fraud, and penalties.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. When on the question where you asked me, would you ask me the lowest rate that I was taking pay, or what? Or what the rate of pay I was working when I worked there?
If that's what you want to stick with, that's fine. If you want to stay at your pay rate, that's fine.
I'll leave it right where it is.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated? Now, it is very necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. Now, the addresses I have here is 125 Hill and Hollows Lane.
No.
1280 County Road 65.
Yes.
Now, which of the following professional license have you ever held?
Nursing.
I said they had cardiologists, geriatrics, medical toxicology, occupational health.
Geriatrics.
Thank you. Which of the following cities have a current or former association with you? Tuskegee, Opelika, Albertville, Huntsville.
Tuskegee.
Okay. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
No.
Now, are you filing unemployment?
Yes.
Okay. But that's the way the question is. It says, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? I just had to read it as is. Now, do you certify under penalty of perjury that you is the person whose name and information was provided on the claim and statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
You understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the handbook, which is the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet?
Yes, ma'am. That's the yellow book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is one of me and Gabe. Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Normally, it takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting your unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available as well as to seek full-time work each week you claim your benefits. Your unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit a local Alabama Career Center or log on to the website, which is alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And
alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
It's the Career Center website. They just want you to update their online resume, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, failure to do so may result in interruption of your benefits. Now, the information booklet, again, that's that Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet that contains information on how your claim is determined, instruction regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause denial of benefits. Now, the process you just completed when filing your unemployment claim, Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could cause you to lose your benefits. Your unemployment claim is counted weeks that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online through the claimant portal by clicking File Weekly Certification. Okay.
I'm just trying to write it down.
Yeah, just go back into the portal where you was going to originally file your unemployment, and you can click File Weekly Certification. But if not, you can call the telephone number, which is 1-800-752-7389.
Yes, ma'am.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday starting at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. Whether you're filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions, again, are in the Benefits Rights and Responsibility booklet. If you do not recognize one of the listed employers or realize your employer is missing from the list we provide, please call the claims line at 866-234-5382, which is the number we're speaking on. Okay. Now, as soon as possible, follow the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all other information will be sent by mail. Now, the exemption to the word search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who submit proof of good standing with the union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, claimants that attend direct approval training. Now, a letter will be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, please call our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. They're open Sunday through Thursday. They start at 5 p.m. to schedule callback appointments for next day assistance, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You may not list the same employer more than once unless that employer was not hiring when you first contacted them but later began hiring. Now, you may failure to make and list those work searches could result in denial of benefits for assistance with your work search. Again, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, your application number, let me know when you're ready to write that down.
Okay. I'm ready.
489-964-105.
489-964-105.
Yes.
And the PIN was 0427.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. One moment.
Okay.
Now, you need to start your weekly certification this Sunday, which is July the 14th through July the 19th.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's where I go on the internet and click all the information.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you?
No, ma'am. I thank you. I thank you so very much for that. I didn't have no idea what I was doing.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'll make sure I go through here now and read this book from front to back and make sure I put this information where I need to have it and get to the Career Center. Career Center is not equivalent to the same thing as being online. Well, Indeed or Career Center, I don't know.
Now, the Career Center, what you can do is actually go in there and they have jobs available for you to be, you know, that apply for as well.
Okay.
So even if you, you know, you're not a person that does work online, you know, do work online, they have it, you know, I think they have it, the jobs printed out so you can go in and look at it.
Okay. Okay. Ma'am, I thank you so much. Let me put this information in one spot because I'm like, I got to call somebody. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yes, ma'am.
And I thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and please enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.